This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and I'm joined by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, who's here to help me share a few listener comments.
Madeline, we've been talking with Washington Post reporter Josh White about allegations that U.S. Army soldiers raped a young woman and then shot and killed her and three members of her family. Several listeners wrote in saying they were upset by Mr. White's choice of words yesterday. Here's some of what he said.
These are fairly significant allegations. It's something that the Iraqi people will take very seriously. Something like a rape is really considered an atrocity in that society.
That's the Washington Post Josh White, and here's a response from listener Renee Weddle of Homer, Alaska.
Believe me, she writes, if an Iraqi soldier came to Homer and raped my daughter, the whole of America would consider the event more than fairly significant.
We also got some letters about our series last week on the 50th anniversary of the interstate highway system, including this one from James Rogers of Little Rock, Arkansas. He agrees with the conclusion of historians that the legislation, pushed by President Dwight Eisenhower, was Ike's greatest domestic achievement.
But he points out that the interstates dealt a death blow to any meaningful mass transit development and created an entirely new genre of pork barrel spending.
Finally, listener Arch Angelus Steritis wrote us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida yesterday after hearing our story about baboons who've been invading people's homes in South Africa.
He says it triggered a memory of a movie he saw as a kid about plane crash survivors who were tormented by rampaging baboons, and he wondered if we could help him recall the name of that film.
Well, we think it must be Sands of the Kalahari. It was released in 1965, and it starred Stuart Whitman, Stanley Baker, and a cast of villainous baboons.
How is that for service, Steve? You can write us, too. Just visit npr.org, click on the Contact Us link, and thank you, NPR's Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome, Madeline.